Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, April the 7th of 2021. And I have to tell you, April even April is going by fast. For whatever reason, this year is going by a lot faster than what 2020 did at this current time. I'm just so glad to have you tonight listening from around the world, around America, around the world, wherever you may be, however you may be tuning in. We're just so glad to have you. Again, I want to welcome my Honduras friends who are back with us tonight. And I just want to thank you for tuning in again, as it means a lot to me when you, listeners, when you make the determination to tune into the broadcast. And I know that God is pleased with you when you do it, because this is called the Miracle Man Show for a reason, because I believe in miracles. I'm believing God for miracles. And I enjoy talking about miracles on this program. Now, when I think of someone who's really believing, who in the Bible, who really believed for a miracle, I think of blind Bartimaeus. Now, it's not because I'm believing for the same thing that he was believing for, his sight, even though I am. But the way he had so much faith, and he totally believed God, and the way he showed his humility, and love blind Bart, and the heart he had towards God, and Jesus saw him through, and he got that healing that he was believing Jesus for, and he got it, and he was grateful for it. He thanked Jesus for it. And when he knew that it was Jesus that was nearby, when he was told it was Jesus, he was really happy. Obviously, someone would have had to tell him that it was Jesus. He couldn't tell just by the sound of footsteps. Based on the kind of shoes he was wearing or whatever. Some people, like, obviously, some people, of course, I can tell by who they are by their voice. And those who are close to, those who you're close to, meaning that you know them well, whether you can see in your natural eyes or not. You should be able to tell those, like your loved ones and what have you, or your boss, what have you, and other people. You should be able to know who they are by, partly by the sound of their voice. And there's other things, of course, you know, sometimes you can notice. I'm not getting into that any further, but I'm just saying. Bartimaeus was told that it was Jesus passing by. And honestly, this person was being honest. But what if this person wasn't? What if it wasn't Jesus passing by? But honestly, thank God it was Jesus. So glad it was Jesus. And that miracle of blind Bartimaeus receiving his sight is chronicled in your Bible, in the book of Mark. And I love the fact that Jesus healed so many different blind people. There are stories of it in all four of the Gospels. All four of them have at least one or two occurrences of Jesus healing one or more people who were blind. And records the encounter. Although, one of them, Mark, the person says, he says, well, Jesus says, okay, can you see? He says, can you see, sir? The man says, well, I see people, but they look like trees walking around. Jesus didn't just say, that's enough. Like, he didn't say, well, at least you can see. But I don't know that I could, but I don't know that I can fix your vision or not. No. Jesus made it so this man could see clearly. Clearly. Not people who look like trees walking around. You know, and so I think of many the other miracles that Jesus did, healing all those lepers. And when you see all the miracles that are recorded in your Bible, and how I'm believing God for the miraculous healings that I'm believing God for, that explains why my radio show is called The Miracle Man Radio Show. When me and Preacher Man decided on a name for the show, we did not come up with the name The Miracle Man Show by accident. No, we put thought into it. And we made a determination that Miracle Man was the most appropriate name that we could think of. And it's a very suitable name for this program. So I did not want those of you who may be new listeners or anything else. I didn't want you to think that Miracle Man was just a name we picked out of a hat somewhere. No.
It was a purpose.
And I'm so grateful for those of you who have tuned into this program over the years. All these episodes, all these hundreds and hundreds of episodes that I've done. And I know that it ministers to people's hearts, to their souls. And when I study the word with you, and when we, as we sing, and even when we have our bit of fun, and I'm just so grateful for all of you who have tuned in to this program over the almost 4 years that I've been doing this. And it really means a lot that you've tuned in. And I pray that it's making a difference in your life. I truly, honestly pray to the Lord that this is impacting your lives, because I want to have an impact on those who tune into this broadcast. I really do. And I want to tell you guys, I want to tell you listeners, listening to the Miracle Man Show should not be a replacement for going to church. A supplement? Yes. Replacement? No way. You still need a church. And I'm so glad that more and more of our churches have been opening back up. But I have to say, I honestly love, I think it's hilarious how there's this pastor that I know of who has said, and if you honestly don't believe faith, you don't believe the Bible and all these, and you don't believe in the Word of God, that you don't believe that he'll do what he said in his word, then go find your church that's closed. Go to the church that's closed. That's pretty funny, isn't it? That he would say it like that? Go find the church that's closed and go in there. That'd be like saying, well, I want food. Go to the restaurant that's closed. That's almost what it sounds like, huh? I love it. In other words, he's like, what he's saying is, you know, don't come here. Don't bring your doubt and unbelief here. Unless you want to be changed and want to, and are deciding that you now want to believe. And you want Jesus to help fix your doubt and unbelief. Because I think of that one man in the New Testament where the man says to Jesus, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. What he was saying was, help me to continue to work on it so that I fully believe. Take the remaining doubt out of me. I truly do believe that that's what this man was asking for when he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. He wasn't trying to contradict himself. And of course, I don't like contradictory statements. I like things that make sense. And I don't just mean like things in life. I mean things like even like Bible verses. Nothing against the Bible at all. I'm not like where it says, Lord, I do believe, help my unbelief. What I did there was clear it up so that you could understand it. I think he was saying there was, Lord, I do believe. But help me to get rid of unbelief that I still have. To make it so that I fully believe. In you. That is what I believe this man meant, who was believing God for a miracle in his body. And he got his miracle that he was believing for. And amen and amen. Amen. Now, want to say, on this nice, warm spring day, this portion of the Miracle Man Show tonight is brought to you by your local ice cream shop. Hopefully you have one near you. Go check out your local ice cream shop to find out what wonderful flavors they have to offer you. And yes, I admit to you, I do greatly enjoy the Dairy Queen Blizzards and the McFlurries from McDonald's. But I also enjoy some of the various ice creams from various local ice cream parlors, ice creameries, whatever you want to call an ice cream establishment. And it's warming up outside. Obviously, this week here in Michigan, we've had very warm temperatures the last 3 days. We have a few more warm days left, but then we're going back to normal for this time of year, which is the 50s. Now, favorite ice cream flavors that are not blizzards? Let me start with you. Becky, what's your favorite ice cream flavor that's not a blizzard? Mackinac Island Fudge, okay. That's a good one. I would say for me, it's a difficult one. I would say the first one that comes to mind is that category of different peanut butter-based ones, specifically the not necessarily Butterfinger, but the other ones, though Butterfinger I do love, but other peanut butter-based ones other than Butterfinger. Cheesecakes, cookies and cream, cake based, meaning like whatever that jersey one is called, or whatever, apple pie. So a lot, as you're noticing a pattern there, the idea of two and one. Did you notice that, Becky? A lot of them are two and one combos. You did catch that, didn't you? Because it allows more bang for the buck, quote unquote. It's like you have the two and one. Because the Blizzards, I've decided, is kind of their own category for ice cream. Speaking of cold drinks, it is still said that 7-Eleven will still be buying Speedway, which will mean even more options to find a Slurpee. I just wish I knew of a hidden Speedway, one that was never busy. One that you could just sneak into, like, at any time. And you know the slurp, you know the slushy machine will be open. You know they'll have the corn dogs, period. Never runs out of them. Just saying. But anyhow, I mean, the Speedway slushes are all right, but my favorite frozen drink, of course, it's not a shake, is, of course, the 7-Eleven Slurpee. And I do not understand why all of the malls that have 7-Eleven in them are all on the East Coast. Yeah, they're like all on the East Coast and then the one in Florida. I wish we had one here in Michigan. Because most of those slushies that I hear people going through the mall with before, I mean, the Target ones were all right, but our Target here doesn't have. They got rid of their slushy machine and their fountain machine. And slushies, they're not that good. And for me to drink a slushy, I much prefer it have carbonation in it. Why? Well, it's just me. Just me. Be ready for more 7-Elevens near you. In fact, this is something funny. I guess in Japan somewhere, somehow, they're building a 7-Eleven in the parking lot of another 7-Eleven. Yes, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Some kind of lease thing or something. Weird. But I think it's funny. But then again, if you have, let's just say you have a Burger King in a mall parking lot, for example, and but you also have, and we're going to say it's a large mall. By large, I mean a gross leasable area of at least 1 million square feet of retail space, in other words. We'll say it also has a large food court. But they have a Burger King not only outside and then the parking lot, but also inside. That would almost be the same kind of concept, wouldn't it? Almost, right, Becky? But you would say only if it's on the same side of the building. That's the other thing you were going to say, only if it's on the same side of the building. If it's way on the other side of the building, others, like, say, the food court's on one far end, and then there's like a big anchor on the other far end, and it's a big one, and Burger King's on that end, then in a way that doesn't even count, because it could be like as much as a third to half a mile away, you know? But if there's one in the parking lot by the food court door and one inside the food court, that'd be like the same kind of thing, though. Yeah, I think it would. But I still think the 7-Eleven thing in Japan is pretty funny. All right. Now, the two quick things that I always try to remind you listeners of. Number one, please go online to riversofmiracles.com. Please check out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles, story of a God she could not see but strongly believed in. I'm so grateful that Jesus is still doing miracles today. Amen. Still doing miracles today. Amen. I'm so grateful for that. And please check that book out. Please buy the book. We'll believe in God to sell as many copies of that book as possible. I was trying to think of a number as far as how many we should sell, but at the same time, being the book is about me, though I'm not the author of it. It'll be between the author and God to decide. But whatever the author decides, I'm going to believe with them for a goal, for a certain amount to sell within a certain time frame. Because I want that book to get out there more. I want more copies of that book to be sold. That's what I want. I know that's what, because I want that because I know that's what God wants. And also, listeners, I want to encourage you to please go online to PayPal and sow a seed to this program. If this program has made a difference in your life at all, type for the... In the search bar, you'll type in my name, Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, first name, Rivers, then last name, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. I need to remind you there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. There's a space in between. So please be mindful of that. And the verse I want to stand on tonight is, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Either way you sow, you're going to reap. Sow a little, reap a little. Sow a bit, reap a bit. You say, what do you mean a bit? Yeah, I mean, based on you and your income and how much usually sowing that. What's a lot to you may be a bit to somebody else. And vice versa, a bit or even a little. Like I said, sow a little, reap a little. Sow a bit, reap a bit. Sow a lot, reap a lot. Amen. And also remember that God looks upon the heart, not just the dollar amount. Amen. Now we're going to sing a couple of songs, then we're going to get into the word of the Lord tonight. We're going to go back into Psalms, starting with 120 tonight. But we're going to, a few songs. Water you've turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Oh, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, what could stand against? Oh, what could stand against? Oh, there's none like you, Lord. Jesus be the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus be the center of it all. Jesus be the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus be the center. Everything revolves around you, Jesus, you. Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus be the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, you. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center, it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus be the center. Everything in this everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus be the center of your church. Jesus be the center of your church. And every tongue knee will bow, every tongue confess you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power deep inside of me. Welcome. welcome, Holy Spirit. Come fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Wonderful Counselor, never drying fountain. Wonderful God, fill us with your power. Take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Wonderful Counselor, never drying fountain. For your deliverer, come and take control. Mighty Counselor, never drying fountain. Well, Counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Oh, welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power. Deep inside of me. Oh, wonderful Counselor, the never drying fountain. Wonderful Counselor, take complete control. Wonderful Counselor, never drying fountain. Mighty Deliverer, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power. Deep inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your presence. Won't you fill us with your power deep inside of me? Live inside of me. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill us, Lord Jesus. Fill us, Holy Spirit. We want more of you. We want more of your presence. Thank you that you are that mighty, wonderful counselor. You're the never-drying fountain. Come and take complete control over us. Thank you that you would fill us with your presence. Fill us with your power. And dwell in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time together, for this program. Thank you that these listeners have come with a heart ready to receive from you tonight, that you would impart things to them that they don't know. And that as we study the word tonight, minds would be healed, eyes would be open, bodies would be healed, lives would be changed for the better. In your name, Jesus. And I make my confession over this program tonight. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most important of all, Jesus, I thank you for huge amounts of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. And I think of this song, Welcome Holy Spirit. I had heard it recently looking at one of the Dominion Camp meeting videos of Pastor Rob Parsley from back to 1995. And I remember at the time hearing it quite a few times, that song, Welcome Holy Spirit. And when I would have surgery in Chattanooga, when I was a little guy, when I was having those surgeries on the right side of my face, I remember that was one of the songs that they would do often at River of Life Church, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Though the campus is actually just across the state line in the state of Georgia, Rossville, Georgia, right next to Interstate 75. And so I hadn't heard it in quite a while, but it's funny when you hear some of these older songs and they just minister to your soul. When I heard it recently, it really did minister to my soul. It really did. And like we say, the word of God never expires. The word of God never expires. So that song is the word of God. It doesn't expire. I sang a portion of the old rugged cross. And of course, the old rugged cross on the show last week. That didn't come out in 1980 anything, 90 anything, 2000 and anything. No, old. Let me rephrase that. It was a very long time ago. But it still ministers today. Yes, it does. And I've heard some of these people, you know, where they say, where they sing these old songs, these older songs, and it just takes people back to church, like from when they were little. Maybe they grew up under those songs, and maybe it ministered to them. Maybe those songs ministered to them. And that's why on the show, it is common for me to play songs that aren't necessarily in the last, you know, year, 5 years, 10 years, and even sometimes do hymns. Because there's value in them. There's value in them. Amen. All right. Enough on that. Turn with me, please, to the book of Psalm 120. Psalm 120. Amen. Amen. We're going back to our series on the book of Psalms. And once that is done, we will go to the book of Proverbs. And we'll be dealing with the book of Proverbs. Psalm 120. I'm going to begin with verse 1. I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Save me, O Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you? And what more besides, O deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrow, with burning coals, of the broom tree. Woe to him that I dwell in Mashik. I live along the tents of Kedar. For too long I have lived among those who hate peace. I am a man of peace, but when I speak, they are for war. 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. In other words, I look to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. The maker, capitalized, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed. He who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over you, your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Psalm 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, or we could say, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. Woo! Our feet are standing in your gates. Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up. The tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statutes given by Israel. The thrones of judgment stand. The thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of your brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. 123. I lift up my eyes to you. To you, throne is in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master. As the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes look to the Lord, our God. Until he shows us his mercy. His mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. For we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant. 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The blood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird out of the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. 125, last psalm of the night. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people both now and forevermore. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. For then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish the evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Sorry about that. I was just checking. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. So, we'll go back to 120. And as we've been doing the study of Psalms, I tried to give you things from the Psalms that you can write down in your notes. Besides you, what a deceitful tongue, he punish you with the worship arrows and burning coals. And the trees, none that I do. I am a man of peace, but when I speak, therefore, 121. Number one for 121, you can write in as a question. Where does my help come from? Then I want you to answer it and write down, my help comes from the Lord. The maker of heaven and earth. Number two. The Lord watches over you day and night. And under that, you can write, the Lord does not slumber. Number three. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. That one's kind of, Number three, the Lord will keep you from all harm. The Lord will keep you from all harm. And then next to it, it says he will watch over your life. You know what that tells me? Being he said that and then said something else similar. That means he really means it. That means our God truly, truly, truly means it. He will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Pause. Listeners, you should be happy to go to church. I know sometimes some of us may have maybe something going on a certain night or something, and maybe we don't want to go to church that certain Sunday night or Thursday night or whatever. But you should truly want to be in the house of God. Going to church should not be a chore. Going to church should not be a chore. It shouldn't be. So the note I want you to write down is, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to church, to the house of the Lord. Note number two, this is important. Pray for peace. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. Now, it's important for those of us who are Christians that we pray for peace in Jerusalem. 123. He shows us mercy. Mercy on us. We have endured much contempt. We have endured from the flood. Yeah. So let's go to 24. 124. You can write down for this one, if the Lord had not been on my side, I would be nothing. Because it talks about how the Lord not been on their side, they would have been swallowed up by their enemies. They would have been eaten alive. The flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. I'm just so grateful that the Lord is on our side. And you can write down again for number two. Our help is in the name of the Lord. 125. Those who trust in the name of the Lord are like Mount Zion. They cannot be shaken. But endure forever. So, number one, if you trust in the Lord, you will not be shaken. So the Lord. Number two. The Lord surrounds his people forever, just like mountains surround Jerusalem. Think about that. The Lord surrounds us just like mountains surround Jerusalem. There's a certain city that I love in Tennessee that is basically surrounded by mountains. And Jerusalem is just like that. Scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, and then the righteous might use as a... So what we read there is some great key verses that are in Psalms. And that's not meant to just be a cliche thing. This thing about where it says, this is the day the Lord has made. I rejoice and be glad in it. Excuse me, I mean, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. That's not supposed to be some cliche thing. No. Some little cliche thing. No. That thing is for real. Guys, it really should be a happy event when you get to go to the house of the Lord. It should not be, I'm not sure, I got to go early. And the pastor, he's going to preach long. We're not going to, Sunday morning, we're not going to get out of church till 11:45. Thursday night, we're not going to get done until about 8:30, 8:40. And Sunday night, we won't get done until 7. Excuse me. I remember. remember a day when I was little that it was common for church on Sunday morning to start at 10 and not get done until like 12:15, 12:20, sometimes even 12:30, 12:35. And Sunday night church was common. It was common to go to 8:10, when pastor was home on Sunday night. And Thursday night it was common to go to sometimes like 9:10, 9:12. And well, I don't like the music. I didn't like the song service they had last service. Oh, I see. You think the song service is about you? Well, oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that the song was up to you. The Bible said, I was glad. When they said, "Let us go to the house of," when they said, "Let us go to the house of the Lord," that means they were happy to go there. They weren't worried about the song list. They weren't worried about who's going to teach. They weren't worried about, I hope pastor hurries up. I got stuff I got to do tonight when I get back home. I got to take care of my wife, my dog, my cat, my tractor, my kids, my roses. Oh, I got to take care of my car. People come up with these excuses. But now, going forward, so it also mentions the Lord watches over us. I'm so glad that the Lord watches over us. He has no interest in harming us. In fact, he says he will keep you from harm. He will keep you from harm. And the Lord basically said it twice within two verses, which tells me that the Lord is not messing around when it comes to the safety of his people. That he wants to protect them. And that he will protect them. Because like I said last night, he's our Father. He knows what's best. He knows what's best even more than what a natural father knows what's best. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And I'm so grateful that he does. I'm so grateful that he cares. He didn't just say, well, I want you to worship me. I want you to bring your tithes and offerings and all that and everything else. Serve me in that, but I don't care if you get harmed or not. No, he didn't. He cares. And guess what else? He doesn't slumber, nor does he sleep. He doesn't lie down to take a power nap while the late show's on. No, he doesn't. He does not sleep, nor does he slumber. And he watches over us day and night. And that's just That's just great. I love it that our God, the Lord, who made heaven and earth, that he watches over us and he wants to keep us safe. Obviously, you know, you have your part to do. We all do. Live on the earth. There's things you do, you know, to stay safe. No, I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about in general. But it really, truly helps when the Lord's on your side. Because that'll go far beyond what any natural stuff can do. Even though it's good to have it. Amen. Just saying, also this thing about, I lift my eyes up to the hills where my help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. The Lord. The Lord is our helper. The Lord is our strength and our song. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. The Lord is... Yes, I'm just on a roll thinking of all these different things that are in the book of the Psalms that it says about the Lord and just how wonderful he is, how awesome he is. And he really is awesome. Because of the awesome things that he does. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight. Thank you for these wonderful verses we read tonight. Powerful verses, foundational verses that we read tonight about our help comes from you, that you watch over us. You don't sleep. You don't slumber. Now that verse says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Just these powerful foundational scriptures that we read tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners, not only that we got something out of this, but that we would put this to practice. In our lives. That we would be happy to be in your house. Especially right now when there's people who haven't gotten to be in your house in over a year. That they would not take it for granted. And those of us who have been allowed to be there too much of this time, I pray that we would not take your house for granted. That we would still greatly enjoy being there. Enjoy your presence. Enjoy the word. Enjoy the worship. Enjoy everything that you have to offer. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this great word tonight. In Jesus' name. And I pray that those people who are listening who don't know you, that they would give their life to you right now, tonight, so that they can have your benefits, Jesus. And now, Lord God, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come nigh us, our immediate loved ones, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no terrorist, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash, no sickness, no disease, no COVID. None of this evil stuff is going to come near us. Our loved ones, we're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Say amen. Amen. I sure love you. Amen. Till next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.